Hey family, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today we're diving into something that's often overlooked, but deeply powerful, the Sabbath. Whether you've grown up hearing about it, or this is new to you, my prayer is that by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand the biblical meaning of the Sabbath, but also feel a fresh invitation to rest, God's way. Let's get into it. God rested first. Genesis 2, verse 2 through 3. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Before there were commandments, before there were people even breaking rules, God modeled rest. He wasn't tired, and he wasn't worn out. But he stopped, paused, and called it holy. The Sabbath wasn't man's idea, it was God's. And from the very beginning, rest was sacred. A command remembered, Exodus 20, verse 8 through 10. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. This is one of the commandments right up there with do not kill and do not steal. But it's one of the few we treat like a suggestion instead of a calling. God didn't command the Sabbath to burden us, but to bless us. It's not about legalism, it's about rhythm, rest, and reconnection. The Sabbath is for us. Mark 2, verse 27. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for Sabbath. Jesus made it clear the Sabbath isn't about rules, it's about relationship. It's God's gift to help us slow down, breathe deep, and remember who he is and who we are not. We're not machines, and we're not meant to run nonstop. Rest is resistance in a world that glorifies hustle. Rest says God's got it. I don't have to carry everything. A picture of trust, Hebrews 4, verse 9 through 10. There's a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors. When we Sabbath, we're not just recharging, we're trusting. We're saying, God, I believe you're working even when I'm not. It's a small weekly picture of a bigger promise, eternal rest in Jesus. Now let's focus on these questions real quick. What keeps you from resting? Do you believe rest is spiritual? What would it look like to reclaim Sabbath in your work week? I want to encourage you with this last statement here. You don't earn Sabbath, you receive it. It's not about a certain day, or how quiet your house is, or how perfectly you unplug. It's about creating space for your soul to breathe. It's about remembering you're not your productivity. Again, you are not your productivity. You are God's, and he calls you to rest. Let's pray. Thank you for the gift of rest. Teach us to honor the Sabbath, not as a rule to follow, but as a rhythm to live by. Help us trust you enough to pause, and may every moment of rest remind us that you are enough. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this little Bible study with Chris J. If this has touched you in any way, share it with somebody. There may be somebody out there like us who needs rest today. And remember, God's not done working in you yet. And in while he's working, he took a pause. So remember this week during your work week, take a pause. See you next time on Bible Study with Chris J.